sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavati tamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Aditsuna Balena Anugam Yamanaha Sharada Arambe Digantam Jiki Shuhu.
You said Digantam.
No, I said Digantam. It's Tan?
Yeah, I think it's in the plural.
Oh, gosh,
plural.
Why didn't I think of that? I was like, what is this? How could this be? I just assumed it was a ma. Makes much more sense. It's exactly what it should be. Digantan. Okay. So buri is much.
And then you didn't finish reading.
I didn't. Is there more?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was going for my. Okay. And that's raghu.
You need jigishu.
I did that.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry. Yeah,
Jigishuhu.
Jigishuhu is a chuhu.
Yes, shuhu. Raghu ayodhyaya ha.
Oh.
Ayodhyaya ha.
Yeah.
Prataste. So, bodhi is much, and then I think the next one is a compound. And I know what dhanam is, like wealth, but I don't know.
It's not a compound.
Oh, it's not?
Dhanam.
Okay.
Neuter noun. Accusative.
Okay. And then what's adit?
Aditsu is it's a peculiar form of the desiderative.
Oh, okay.
And aditsu na is in the instrumental, right?
Yeah.
Like jignyasu?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's dhanam.
They say it's from ada.
Oh, okay.
And it takes that funny form.
So it's an instrumental singular of the
desiderative. Agent noun. Desiderative agent noun.
Okay. And it's to come or
aditsuna?
Let's see, they have.
Or to be, maybe.
See, like if you see on page 209, or number D, the vowel of the following roots is changed to E and the roots are not reduplicated. Da is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Of those ending in a vowel, add a ta.
Oh.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a da.
Okay. Yeah. I just completely didn't even consider
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and what does it mean?
To give.
To give, okay.
The right? Desire to. Desire to, with ada, it's like the desire to obtain, to gain.
Oh.
It has a greedy sense also.
Okay.
The desire to gain, to obtain.
Okay.
Yeah. Here, I'll show you on this.
Oh, that jigishuhu, that there's a sandhi.
Oh, this is it. This is what I meant. It's the same idea, but to seize, to take away,
okay.
and to take off, to carry away with oneself, to
yeah.
seize, grasp, take, or, you know?
Yeah.
So he's wanting to...
He's greedy.
Yeah, he's wanting to take all of this wealth, to seize it.
Okay.
A lot of wealth. Desiring to seize, to gain a lot of wealth, to get. You see? With, and it's balena.
Balena is strength? Or
yeah, with
an
a
army?
Strong.
Strong.
Oh, I just took it as strong, just a
well,
minute.
In the vocab, he gives us bala as army.
Does he? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I never knew that's an army, too.
Yeah, it is.
I found it in the dictionary, but I'm pretty sure he also gave it in the vocabulary.
See, bala also means power, strength,
mm-hmm.
might, force.
That's what I'm used to it meaning.
And military force, also troops or army. So that would be interesting.
Yeah, he lists it in the vocab as an army.
Okay.
Neuter noun, an army.
Wow.
And then with an army, which is Aditsuna, then Anugamimana.
Which means, that's Anugam, does that mean following?
Usually Anugam means to follow.
Okay. And is it a potential passive participle?
No, it's just a present active. And
what is it?
It's a present active
participle. Okay.
Yeah, present active participle.
What made me wonder why?
And the yeah is just taking gum as a... I took it as just a passive.
Of gum, even though the passive...
Oh, it's just the passive?
Well,
okay, because I was wondering where that yeah came from. That's why I thought it might be a potential. Anyway.
No, it's not potential.
But then would it be a potential...
See, anugamya...
After that? I don't know.
Anugamya means to be followed or imitated.
Yes.
So, being followed.
Okay.
Right, because of the present.
Being followed.
By an army.
Okay.
Being followed, yeah.
And it's nominative.
Yeah.
Being followed by an army. Okay, got it.
Mm. Which is...
That makes sense. Which is desiring to...
Seize
the wealth.
Yeah, to much wealth.
Seize much wealth.
Yeah, to carry off a lot of wealth.
Okay, and then I don't know what Sharada is. It?
It's just Sharad, I think. It's autumn. And autumn.
It is autumn.
Yeah, Sharad.
And Aram Bay is from Arab, right?
Is that just autumn?
Yeah, like at the beginning. At the beginning of autumn.
So that's just a noun?
Sharad is a noun.
Right.
And autumn is a noun to beginning, the beginning.
It's locative, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so at the beginning of
kidding.
August.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a verb. It's just a noun. Arab is the verbal root, though.
So this is a compound, then, right?
Yeah.
At the beginning of... And is it Sharada or
it's
Sharada?
It's Sharad.
Sharad, okay.
Yeah.
I found two listings for that. All right. So at the beginning of autumn.
Well, if there's a Sharada, it would still just say the same thing, right? Sharad
yeah.
is... Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a...
Which is why you were asking.
Yeah. Right. Means the same.
It also, and Sharada also means, it can mean autumn or it can mean year.
Sharada?
Uh-huh.
It can mean year?
That's what I found in the dictionary. Yeah.
I would take it as Sharad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Digantan is nominative plural from Diganta, which means countries in all directions or the end of the directions or end of the quarters.
It's like countries in all directions because it's going
everywhere.
To the end of all of the
okay.
directions, you know?
Okay.
So it's wanting to conquer.
Conquering
everything.
I think this is after he came back, right, from the forest, and they had that where his sons went out conquering. It's
I think so.
Kind of,
yeah.
You know.
I vaguely remember that.
And then Jigishuhu, there's a Sunday there, and it's the Sunday where you have. Okay, the next word starts with a ra, and when you have a word ending with a ra, and then the next word begins with a ra, the ra drops and you lengthen the vowel.
Oh, wow.
You lengthen, is
that
something like
yeah.
that?
What it is, you know, if you have a visarga
mm-hmm.
followed by the, when a visarga turns to repha, to
mm-hmm.
an r, if it's followed by an r,
mm-hmm.
the visarga drops and the preceding
mm-hmm.
vowel is made long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's nominative singular, and that's a desiderative noun, meaning the one wishing to go.
No, I think it's actually g
it's
to
go.
Conquer.
That's right.
Yeah, g to conquer becomes gi.
Yeah.
Yeah. The juggers.
So it's the desire to conquer.
Yeah.
And it's in what ending?
Nominative singular. Okay. And then Raghu is King Raghu.
Right.
Nominative singular. And then Ayodhyaya is the capital of the solar kings. And it's either ablative or genitive.
It would be two
Ayodhya. It would be ablative, right? From the city.
From
oh, yeah,
capital.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Prataste is the perfect. Mitzpransta. It's for a person singular of the Nepada. He set out.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
so
set up,
nice.
Fun. Raghu set up from a yoga.
Yeah.
Desiring to conquer.
So it's perfect of what?
Of pra plus sta.
And when it reduplicates, it goes to testa.
You remember, because when you have a conjunct.
When you have a conjunct for the sibling.
So, King Raghu, because I didn't do a translation.
And it's in the
third person
singular?
Atmanevada. Desiring, wishing to conquer in all directions. Okay. Oh my gosh, I'm getting hot. I can just check it off.
Oh. But it's weird that they would imply that Ram would have that sort of sense of greed. I thought it was in order to do
it doesn't have to be, that's just one of the meanings. It doesn't have to be greed.
I see.
Can have that sense. Oh, you're going to try to translate it?
Okay, so King Raghu set out from Ayodhya wishing to conquer in all directions, or conquer all countries everywhere, at the beginning of autumn, followed by an army desiring to obtain great wealth or much wealth.
Yeah, to take a lot of it, to seize the wealth and take it back with them.
To seize a lot of wealth. Okay.
You can even say in autumn, at the beginning of autumn.
Okay.
Raghu, accompanied by his army, or whatever. You have to decide.
Okay, that sounds better actually. I was just going all the way backwards.
Yeah.
In autumn, King Raghu, followed by his army, desiring to take a lot of wealth.
Mm-hmm. To capture a lot of wealth.
To capture a lot of wealth, set out from the capital city, wishing to conquer.
Many lands. Yeah, you'd end up writing this in different ways to see what works best. But that's what it is, that's what it's saying.
Yeah.
Good.
Bhuri dhanam aditsuna.
Bhuri dhanam aditsuna.
Balena agumyamana.
Balena anugamyamana.
Oh, anugamyamana.
Anugamyamana.
Sharada arambhe. Digantam. Jigishuhu. Raghuhu ayodhyaha.
Raghu Ayodhyaha.
Ayodhyaya. Oh, is the upper.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Prataste.
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 Ayodhyaya.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Ayodhyaya,
we add the ya, which is an R ending.
It's Ayodhya is feminine. So you add the ya as the
ending.
Oh,
I see.
Ah, feminine.
Batum.
Is it Batum or Bratum? Batum.
Batum.
Oh my
god.
Batum.
Batum is a boy. Batu. Batu. Yeah. It's a boy. Accusative singular. And then Upa Ninishuhu Acharyaha Swa Adikara Sitaye Krit Chra Trayam Kuryat. So, Batum is a boy, an accusative singular, and then Upa Nishuhu, that's Upa and Ni, and it's a desiderative noun meaning the one desiring to offer. Acharyaha is nominative singular for the teacher. And then the next part is a compound, right? Swa, adhikara,
Sikaye.
Yeah.
So swa is one's own, and then adhikara is fit to perform a ceremony. And then sitaye is a dative singular for accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not sure how to say it, but...
Well, for siddhi, for, you know, for accomplishing, for...
Just for...
For his own purification.
Okay.
For achieving that, you know.
That's what I meant. I just didn't know exactly what they're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then krich-tra-yam. How do you say that?
Krichra-trayam.
That's hard to say. And that means three penances.
Oh.
And I guess that must be accusative. And then kuryat is from krit, and it's the potential third person singular of parasamipada.
Yeah.
May he do or make. So, I didn't really do a translation, but the teacher... the teacher desiring...
The student, the boy desiring, right?
No,
it's the teacher. The boy's an accusative.
Oh.
The teacher desiring to offer the boy...
Upanayana is the ceremony where you give the sacred thread, the Upanayana. And so the teacher is going to initiate the boy into the sacred thread.
Okay.
So that's why the accusative.
Okay.
He's going to perform the Upanayana ritual
for the boy. Okay, so
he's going
that's
to,
where
it's
the data
like saying,
comes in.
He wants to do Upanayana to the boy.
Okay. And so is Upa and Ni desiring to offer? Is that right? Or what would you say for that?
For
the desiderative noun.
Desiring to perform the Upanayana ceremony, which is the giving of the sacred thread.
Okay. Okay, so the teacher...
Desiring to initiate the boy into the sacred thread. They had a nice word. I'll just tell you what this Upanayana, how they translate it here. We usually just say Upanayana. The ceremony in which a guru draws a boy towards himself and initiates him into one of the three twice-born classes. There's a little bit more. A Brahmin is initiated into the eighth year according to... Does it say this? It doesn't say here, but that initiation is the giving of... Oh, here it is. In which the boy is invested with a sacred thread. Okay. So he initiates him, the boy, into one of the three twice-born classes... In which the boy is invested with a sacred thread. That's Upanayana, the Upanayana ceremony. So the guru desires, the teacher desires to initiate him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In the Upanayana ceremony. That's why we choose
it. Why don't they just use Upanayana ceremony in the sentence?
Because he's doing it. The acharya is doing the initiation. He's desiring to give the boy Upanayana, and so in order to do that, he has to do all these purificatory rites.
See. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how
so
to do
the teacher
transition.
Has to do the three penances.
It says the teacher who is desiring to do the Upanayana to the boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He should do the Krichatrayam.
So
he should
do
these
three
penances in order to gain the Swadhikara Siddhi. Swadhikara means his own qualifications to be able to perform that ritual.
So whose Swadhikara is it? The teacher?
The teacher.
Teacher.
Oh, I see.
The teacher needs to become purified, purify himself
I see.
He can actually perform the ritual. He can't perform it without doing the purification ceremonies on himself.
I see. Should I read this?
Mm-hmm.
Batum
Upananishu
Upanishadu
Acharyaha
Acharyaha
Swadhikara Siddhaye
Swadhikara Siddhaye
Krishratrayam Kuryat
Krishratrayam Kuryat.
Rajgriham
Raja
Raja?
Raja.
Oh yeah, yeah, right. Raja Griham, sorry. Pravivikshu Rishi Kurmar no Kumarakaha Rishi Kumarakaha Hathat Nis. How do you pronounce that when you have a visarga?
Just a double speak? S.
Nis-saritaha. Dorvini taihi dwara palaihi. Dwara palaihi.
Yeah.
Raja Griham is the king's home, or abode, accusative singular. Pra vivikshuhu is from pra and vish. And it's a desiderative noun, the one desiring to enter. It's a nominative singular. Rishi Kumarakaha, Kumarakaha. I can't say that. Nominative singular for the Rishi Kumaraka. Hathat is an adverb meaning by violence. And Nis Saritaha is Nis and Sre. I think it's, is it a PPP?
Yeah.
Okay. Nominative singular
so
means.
Hathat is an adverb.
It means
by violence.
Yeah, violently.
It's not, it's just a hat, it ends in ta. No, it doesn't end in a, it's just hathat.
It's taking that ablative ending because it's used adverbially. Hathat.
Okay.
Nisarita means dismissed or turned out, expelled.
Oh, okay, expelled.
Yeah. And that just take hata with the ablative.
Yeah. Violently expelled. Okay, and then expelled, that's Nisarita is nominative singular. And then Durvini Taihi is instrumental plural for rude.
Or wicked.
Or wicked. Yeah. Okay. And Dwara Palaihi is the doorkeeper. The doorkeepers, instrumental plural. So the Rishi Kumaraka, desiring to enter the king's abode, was violently expelled by the rude or the wicked doorkeepers.
I think Rishi Kumaraka. Kumaraka means a son.
Oh.
Maybe the son of
the Rishi.
Oh, okay.
He's a little boy.
Oh, okay.
Kumaraka.
Yeah,
or a youth.
I remember
yeah.
this sentence.
So the son of the Rishi would say.
Okay.
So just give you the translation.
Okay. So the son of the Rishi desiring to enter the king's abode, was violently expelled by the wicked doorkeepers.
Yeah.
And Nisarita is expelled?
Yeah.
Shall I read?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rajagriham.
Rajagriham.
Pravivikshuhu Rishikumarakaha
Hathat
Nisaritaha
Durvinitaihi
Dwarapalaihi. So can I try doing the next one? Can you help me?
Sure.
Atmanaha Kaushalam. I mean, I'll get anywhere, but let's see. Atmanaha kaushalam didarsh Didarshi. Let me see how this breaks. So it's an E somewhere for the Y. Didarsha Yishanti. Maybe is it that?
Didarsha. I think it's long E.
Didarsha Yishanti.
Why is it long E?
I don't know.
It's just a verb. It's just a verb. Oh.
No, I think it's a noun. It's a causal desiderative, I think.
The causal of drish. Drish means to see, and darsh means to show, the causal. Right.
Anyway, there's a yi in there. I just thought maybe it was a causal form, because he does cover
it. It is causal. Okay. It is causal, yeah.
And I thought it was just a feminine noun, the desiring to be seen, or to show. Right.
Yeah, that's what it is. It looks like a third person plural, but that's exactly what it is. It's a third. Feminine.
That's where I started, was a third person plural, but that doesn't work. Because it's an atmane put off only in the desiderative.
So then what is it finally?
That's what it's saying.
Yeah, no, but you're right. That's exactly what it is. It's feminine form.
It's feminine form. So it's the darsha yishanti.
Yes.
And it's feminine of. What's the ending then, the darsha yishanti?
It's nominative singular.
Feminine. Darshi.
Yeah, feminine nominative singular.
The Darshi Yishanti.
And it's a PAP, a present active
participle in the Paris Maitre.
It should be the Darshu for the
no.
desiderative.
It's a it's a PAP. It's a present active participle.
Exactly.
And so the U goes to.
No, there's no U.
There is no U at all. Because it's from the verb.
I see.
That's right.
I see. It's not a nominal form.
It's a verbal form
that then has the causal ending.
That's right.
Okay.
And then the endings that the PAPs take.
Causal plus then PAP.
Yeah.
And then, so causal plus PAP plus nominative singular.
Causal desiderative PAP.
So can we just go through? So it would be starting with darsh. Which is to show.
Yeah, I guess it is darsh. I was wrong. I had it as drish.
Oh, I know.
So it's darsh.
Maybe it starts with drish, which goes to. I'm not sure. Anyway, so darsh.
Yeah.
And then you get to didarsh.
Uh huh. Didarsha.
Didarsha.
Mm hmm.
And then from didarsha, you get to didarshaya for the causal.
That's right.
So you get to didarshaya for the causal. Mm-hmm. And then that goes to. After that, other sha?
That's part of the desiderative, that sha.
Oh.
That's the ending. That's the base ending. Isha, like you ended.
Oh, Isha. Okay.
Yeah, it's like Isha.
So from the darshaya, the Isha ending really is the desiderative.
That's right, the marker. And then.
So the causal comes before the desiderative ending?
You make the causal base for the verb. And then you add the desiderative to it.
The darshiyash.
Yeah.
So the darshiyish.
So probably it started out as da darshayi, and then, or da darshaya. The darshaya probably starts with that. And then you start doing the desiderative part to it, which means you change the da to di. You follow me with that?
So it goes from darsh to dadarsh.
Yes.
And then from dadarsh. But when you're adding the ish, I think there are two e's in here.
There's always going to be, for most verbs, there'll be two e's with the desiderative, because the reduplicative changes to an e. So that's how you start with.
So then darsh should go to didarsh, right?
That's exactly right.
So then darsh goes to didarsh, not dadarsh.
Well, first you make the causal base. Let's start with darsh, and you make the causal base.
Okay.
So, that's right. It is didarsh. You're right. Yeah.
So darsh, didarsh, and then didarshaya, and didarshayish. So then that's the causal base, is the darshaya.
Yeah.
And then the darshayish is adding on the desiderative ending. And then to the desiderative ending, the darshayish, you add the anti
for the PAP.
For the PAP nominative.
Yeah. Feminine.
Oh, because it's feminine.
Yeah. I was was a process of elimination because first I thought it was the third person plural, parasmipada, for the verb. But then I realized that he tells us that this verb only takes atmanepada in the desiderative forms. So it no longer could be that. And then I thought it doesn't make sense with third person plural anyway. So then I was like, because initially I had a short e, and then I was like, oh, well, this could be a long e, couldn't it?
Oh, so there's a long e because
yes, it's feminine. And then I thought, oh, this must be a PAP.
That was very smart to figure out the long e, because I would have stuck with the third person. Yeah,
yeah, and I was trying to make that work for the longest time, but it wasn't. It just couldn't work because it needed to be atmanepada. Anyway.
Yeah. So it couldn't be. It couldn't be. It was a. It was anti, which is parasmipada. So Carol, can we confirm with you that it actually starts with darsh and not drish?
Drish goes to darsh in the causal.
So it is drish.
Okay.
Yeah, drish becomes darsh. It takes in the causal.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, but the original verb is drish.
Yeah.
Okay.
So drish goes to, then it reduplicates and goes to the drish.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes to the darshaya.
Yeah. The aya is the causal.
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes the desiderative.
Okay.
To see it.
So then it's fine. It means in order, one or desire to be seen.
Mm-hmm. And to show.
Desire to show.
But did you translate this?
No. I have read it.
Okay.
And then angana mahantam kalam anrit. Nrityat. So Atmanah Kaushalam means for one's own welfare, I think. I don't know. Atmanah, one's own, so that will be nominative singular for Atmanah. Kaushalam will be an accusative singular meaning welfare.
I think, isn't Atmanah in either ablative or genitive?
Oh, maybe. Okay. For one's own welfare.
And one of the definitions for Kaushalam or for Kaushala is skillfulness or skill.
Oh, okay.
Which is what I think is okay.
Yeah, her skill.
So then Atmanah is genitive then.
Yeah,
actually,
just
right?
her own skill.
And then the darshayishyanti, we just said, is a desire to show. And then angana is that the limbs?
That's a woman. It's another word for woman.
Oh, wow.
Nominative, feminine, nominative, singular. I know.
I had that problem when I was with her body.
That's what I thought.
But that wouldn't be right. Cause
it
I
even
would be
said
unhe-
something like a curvaceous woman or voluptuous.
Beautiful,
or beautiful.
Yeah. I know. I have a woman I know named Angana.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I never knew what it means.
Yeah, a woman, yeah. Beautiful, it means really, it has the sense of a beautiful woman.
Okay, so the woman is the one who is
desiring to show.
Yeah.
Mahantam is accused of singular great, I think. And then kalam.
Mahantam is like a long time.
Okay. A great long while. Okay. And that's together. And then Anrityat maybe has something. Let me see. Anrityat. Is that a potential form?
No.
Okay. Anrityat. Actually, I don't know.
It's imperfect. It's imperfect third person singular.
Fourth
from nrit, which means to dance.
Oh.
Remember the fourth gana?
Yep.
Takes the ya.
Nrit, yeah.
The fourth gana takes the ya, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Nrit, yeah. Okay. So she danced, the woman, in order to show her skill, danced for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Desiring to show
her skill, danced for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, you did the core of it. Okay, shall I read?
Mm-hmm.
Atmanah Kaushalam.
Atmanah Kaushalam.
Didarshi Yishyanti.
Didarshi Yishyanti.
Angana.
Angana.
Mahantam Kalam Anrityat.
Mahantam Kalam Anrityat.
Artha Yante Dvijan Manaha Tasmat Artham Yiyakshavaha Artha, I'm not sure what this is, Artha Payati Asau Samyak, I think that is Samyach, Samyag Durvud Tvam.
Durbhutam.
Oh, Durbhutam. Vaidikam Vachaha. Vaidikam Vachaha. Artayante is from art, which is the 10th gana for meaning to beg. It is the
present.
Present third person plural atmanepada. They.
To beg, or it doesn't have to be just a beggar, though. It can hit like they pray for, they okay. solicit
that's
also.
That's all he gave us in the yeah. vocab. To yeah. pray also, okay.
To pray a request.
Okay.
Right. Ask for.
And then Dvijan Manaha are the Brahmins, nominative plural.
Twice born, is that what that
the
means?
The twice born, yes. Tasmat.
So you're listening to this for okay. art? To strive to obtain, desire, wish, request, ask for, to supplicate, or entreat anyone. This is the
okay.
Yeah.
And then tasmat is ablative singular. I think it's from him. I think it's being used like that here. Artham is accusative singular mm-hmm. for wealth or objects of desire.
Mm-hmm.
Yiyakshavaha is from...
How is that artha different from that first artha?
Artha has so many meanings.
Well,
one of
the first artha is from the verb.
Is it the same? Is it artha? The, both of them are artha, though, right?
No, the first one is just art. It's artayante. It's a verb that's been conjugated, mm-hmm. yeah. And artham is just artham. So yeah. it's, you know, it can mean a variety of things.
One of them is, you know, like in the Purusharthas?
Yeah.
Means wealth or security.
Mm-hmm. But
security.
I mean, they're both...
The same
same note. Verbing. I mean, same spelling. Yuyakshavaha is from yaj. It's a desiderative noun, and it's in the nominative plural. They desirous of conducting a sacrifice. Then we have artha payati. I think this is third person singular. Oh yeah, he does tell us this. Did he call it, he said this is a denominative? Is that like a causal?
Where are you?
I'm on the artha.
Or oh, art. Who said it's a denominative?
Well, it's in the vocab.
Oh really?
So.
One thing is that
artha payat says denominative. What's the heck for that? For that to explain.
Artha payat. To explain. We'll just take it as explain. We'll get into denominative later.
We haven't studied this yeah. yet. Okay, so anyways, it's present third person singular.
Yeah.
He explains.
But...
It doesn't really make sense.
But I thought he...
He wants them to explain.
He, that's what
that's
I thought.
That's why I was like, it has a causal kind of meaning.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Anyway, then a sow. Is a sow from Udis?
Yeah. Yeah, he. Just he. Yeah.
Okay, it's just for he.
Yeah.
And then... Samyaj, yug is from samyaj, which means right, fit, or proper. And has that declined?
Samyak.
No. Is it like, what is it?
I mean,
huh.
There's no I didn't even think about it. It just means clearly. It must be used adverbially. Just a minute.
Oh, it's meaning clearly here?
That's how I took it,
okay.
yeah. But I didn't think about it. Why is it separate like that?
Yeah.
Samyaj.
Isn't it often often just used like that, just samyak?
I usually see it in the word.
Samyak too.
It's not in the dictionary either.
And why didn't he? They should have joined.
Yeah, samyak durbhutam.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
Well, I didn't take it as an adjectival. Oh, with that, I took it as adverbial, to explain clearly.
Okay.
Is it the ko that is going to go?
I took it as as a causal.
It's a chadha.
He made them explain clearly.
Okay.
That's how I took that. I took artapyati as a causal. And I don't know what the denominative thing is. We'll have to look into that when we get to denominative.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is that it made sense to be a causal, because he wants them, he caused them to explain.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Well, if it's not causal, let's see.
Well, isn't it looks like a causal, because a lot of the verbs add a, well, some verbs add a pa before the ya, right?
Yeah, so exactly, to make it for a causal, exactly.
I think he messed up. I wonder if this book too has that in it. Oh, yeah, it said the same thing in yours?
Yeah, it says the same thing. It just says denominative, parasmaikada, not manikada, to explain the tapaya.
Well, let's
maybe
just
hold
it.
Maybe that long ah? No. Anyway, we'll figure it out later. We can revisit it when we do denominative.
Yeah.
All right, and then bodh putam is obscure.
Yeah, difficult to know. Yeah, obscure is good. Yeah, obscure is good.
Vaidikam is Vedic, of the Vedas, accusative singular.
It's Vedic, vachas, yeah.
And then vachaha, which is from vachas, is accusative singular. So would you say words or sayings or?
Or just the statements.
Statements, okay, because yeah. The translation said hymns.
Well, hymns, it doesn't mean hymns,
no,
but in
that
context it can mean hymns.
Could mean that,
yeah.
That's what I thought. All right, so the Brahmins.
But maybe the Brahmins explain. They don't want them to explain. They explain it.
But remember that this is in the third person singular.
Yeah.
All right, right.
Yeah.
Well, so.
The Brahmins. Desirous of conducting a sacrifice, pray.
The Brahmins are not
request,
Lord,
solicit.
Yes,
from Janman. Janman.
The Brahmins desiring to conduct a sacrifice prayed to him or requested from him. I see, hold on. The Brahmins, desiring of conducting a sacrifice for wealth, to obtain wealth, right?
Yeah, the artam.
They request from him.
They're
requesting
to
he. And then he, well, what it's saying, I think, is that they ask him, this him, whoever the him is, to do a sacrifice for them because they want to gain wealth.
Oh, they didn't ask him to explain?
No, then he requires that they explain clearly the obscure Vedic statements.
Listen to how this guy takes it. The Brahmins, desirous of conducting a sacrifice, pray for the bestowal of wealth from him.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's good.
I took the prayer not as a prayer, but now he's taking it more as a prayer. They pray for artha from him. I took it as that they're. I thought they were asking him for wealth. But they say pray for the bestowal of wealth from him. He makes them. There's the causal. He makes them explain, well, samyak, the meanings of the obscure Vedic hymns. Oh, I know why I wasn't getting samyak.
Yeah,
here, just a minute.
Yeah, there were two.
Say,
there were translations for
yeah. Only those last two.
Yeah.
Sonyaj. No, why can't I find Sonyaj here? That's so weird.
It's spelled, when I found it in the dictionary, it was Sonyaj.
Oh, Cha, that's what I'm missing.
And
okay, yeah, that's right.
No? Sandhi, and then maybe
that's what I
found it after the... Maybe it's a Sandhi rule that's separated after or something.
I'm not getting it, any of them, in any of those, yeah. And on Monier Williams, it's probably in here.
I found it in that one, yeah.
In this, yeah, okay. Yeah, they're easy to see. It's nice to have these sentences where we get to see it used in so many different ways.
It's interesting that he didn't really conjugate. We mostly just worked with the nominal forms.
I know.
And with the participle forms, which is interesting. Maybe that's really what you see mostly.
But we had the verbal form for the didarsha. Right? That was
a PAP.
But I mean, it wasn't a nominal form.
Right, but what I'm saying is we never had a form that was actually conjugated.
Yeah.
I got tricked a few times thinking it was conjugated, but it was actually.
Yeah, in that first set also that was the same.
It was
thing.
All
I think it was just part of support.
I'm actually the most used to seeing it as a noun, come to think of it.
Yeah, so maybe that's why he didn't have any conjugated forms. Don't really see it that way.
Mm-hmm. I am still not following. Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, man.
Did we finish that one?
Not really.
Oh, what are we doing then?
Well, we were just kind of working on a translation.
Okay.
We were the translation that in the answer key was a little different.
The Brahmins, desiring to perform a ceremony, artiyante, request, or pray for something. So that's in the art, it's like pray for, request for.
Okay.
So pray for wealth from him, or request wealth from him.
Okay.
Or maybe they're talking to Bhagavan. But then the problem would be, is in the second line, he asked them to clearly explain the Vedic hymns, the obscure Vedic hymns. There's no context.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
We don't know who the he is, you know?
Yeah.
It could be someone like a Devata or like Brahmaji or something.
It's
where they're going, in the myths.
It's interesting to see a sow for he. We just don't see that very much. Is there a certain context in which they may use that?
There might be, but
but
in classical I think it's just
used.
But I do see it a lot, a sow. But I don't know what the distinctions are. There probably are distinctions that may have been lost in time.
Is a sow instead of saha?
Yeah, instead of saha. I can't find this sum yet.
Look under some yet. It's in here.
I know it's in here, but I know.
You can't find it.
No.
I can't find it.
Not that it matters, but... Oh, here, I found it. It's on page
1652. Semyach. Right foot proper due. Oh, well, indeclinable.
Oh, it's indeclinable.
No, it can be. It can be an adjective, but okay. It also can be an indeclinable. That's what I was used to in that situation. Okay. All, whole, entire, with, together. Well, that's properly, good. Rightly, correctly, truly. Correctly, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, it's in the back of the book also. Samyach.
Oh, okay.
Masculine, neuter, feminine. Good. It says good.
Well, that's being used as an adjective.
Adjective, yeah.
But if you make it adverbial, it can be correctly, properly,
yes,
right.
Yes, and that's samyak with a k as an adverb. And samyach.
Yeah, it becomes samyak as an adverb. That's in the book too, in the dictionary. And that's where you have it.
So in here, it's samyak. That goes to
But if you look it up in Opte under Samyach, it'll say Samyak in the indeclinable. Mm. I just looked at it. Are we good?
Yep.
Do you want to read it, Kiki?
Yeah. Arteyante.
Arteyante.
Dvijanmanaha.
Dvijanmanaha.
Tasmartam.
Tasmat. Artam.
Tasmat artam.
Tasmat artam.
Yuyakshavaha.
Yuyakshavaha.
Artapayati.
Artapayati.
Asau.
Asau.
Samyak.
Samyak.
Durbuddham vaidikam vachaha.
Durbuddham vaidikam vachaha. Good. Oh, nice. Well, we finished these. Now we're getting into this really
fun stuff.
Fun stuff, desideratives. You know,
desiderative, we just did.
No, what I meant is derivative, sorry. I meant derivatives. Mm. Let me tell you what page this is in Goldman. Quick criterias. I think we have a really nice section on this. And, lesson 20. Because it just really, if you understand these, it just so much increases your vocabulary. Just because you understand the meaning of these endings. So, lesson 20 is on 345 in the old book. In my book. All three of our books are different.
Nominal derivation and Sanskrit vocabulary.
And he has the tabuta. All of these, this is great. This whole chapter, we should really be reading it and studying it.
Oh my God! Lesson
20. What?
It's not in this book. It's page 317.
It goes from
19
to
21. Where's the thing of 21?
21 is additional consonantal stem formation.
Yeah.
Stem
formation. Make sure that 19, where does 19 end with?
Well, it's listed as 20 in my book, but it's just that 20 doesn't exist. 19 is aorist.
Look at your book carefully. Did somebody pull it out?
No, it's just not even in here. It's completely missing.
Did you get the book new?
I got it online from a bookseller.
Oh, it's defective.
Yeah. I wonder if they're all like this. This is an Indian version.
But to just leave this out. I can make a copy of it right now for you while we're talking.
Gosh, I think
that's a lot of pages.
That's a lot of pages.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's terrible.
Page 367, 397, so 30 pages.
Well, I guess this book isn't really. gosh, I should try and remember. Rosa might have gotten the same copy of this book. I'm going to check her and see if she has it. And then we should, like, tell the bookseller effective books.
Yeah.
I think it's called Asian Books.
I think we should really study Goldman, and then also study, after we study Goldman, then really study Bhandarkar, because he's very thorough. It's all from the sutras.
Okay.
Yeah. It is, knowing the crits and the taritas, these derivatives, it just makes such a big difference in your vocabulary.
We didn't say our prayer.
Shall we just do it?
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.